step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
It's Mike Jones. We're going to have some fun talking to the Titan, Adam Scherer. Adam, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Enjoying a little sunshine down here in Florida. It's creeping on up in the temperature-wise. And then, I got another day down here. Then head over to the UK for a little fun and beating a couple people up, and then, you know, just another day in the life of the Titan.
Well, I got a lot to talk to you about, man. Like, control your narrative, fame days, your fancy pink Crocs. So thank you for taking the time today to do this.
The pleasure is always mine anytime I get an opportunity to come on and talk. So, yeah, how's your day going?
It's good, man. It's real good. You know, and before we start, I just wanted to clear something up because my friend Joe came in the studio a little while ago. I told him I was talking to you. He's a big wrestling fan, and he was like, is he really, like, how big are you really? Because I was thinking, like, you're 6'11", 350. Is that how big you're going right now?
I'm barefoot. I'm 6'8", and right now, this morning, on an empty stomach, I was 349 pounds. So by the end of the day, I'll probably be 60 to 365.
Unbelievable, dude. You don't call yourself the Titan without earning that nickname.
Very, very true. Thankfully, they broke the mold when they made me, because I don't know if there'd be enough food to feed a bunch of people walking.
There are not enough tomahawk steaks for more than one of you. That's it. Well, Adam, let's go back a couple years. Let's go back to 2020. EC3 starts this new movement, Control Your Narrative, and said, I'm in control of my own story, and other wrestlers should be too. And fast forward now a couple years later, you're a part of it too. And Adam, you got to tell me, man, how excited are you to be able to tell your own story, to see other wrestlers do that? I mean, to do things you want to do. This is what you work so hard for.
Yeah, I mean, really, in the grand scheme of things, it's kind of like my outlook on life as a whole now. You know, you get one shot at this, and why not make the most out of it? I mean, I had an unbelievable opportunity with WWE. My career there gave me this launching pad and, you know, platform to go out and be able to do anything per se that I wanted to, you know. So the thing is, it's every day I get up and I chase the sun, you know. It's chasing the sun. I ask the Lord to wake me up, and I'll do the rest. So it's an unbelievable opportunity, you know, to go out and be able to portray the character that I want to portray and show it to the world. Because sometimes, you know, being creative and not being able to allow yourself to show your creativity, it becomes a little stressful, or, you know, you start to doubt yourself because you see all these grand visions and you have all these other people, and eventually you get too many cooks in the kitchen. You got too many ingredients in a casserole, and before you know it, you're eating something that isn't what you want to be eating. So, you know, it's nice to be able to take the reins and lead the way and kind of show and not only portray myself how I want to portray my character, but help some of these younger talent find a place and an opportunity to voice themselves and show the world who they want to be as well. And, you know, it's like I said, the outlook on it all is do what makes you happy, as long as it's not taking someone else's happiness away. So that's it. The whole thing with Control Your Narrative is more than wrestling. Wrestling is our vessel to be able to portray our message to the world. Like, a lot of this stuff, a lot of the guys and girls that are becoming more and more jumping on ship and coming along with the Control Your Narrative, you know, everybody's been through something in their lives that has, you know, paved the forward path that they're walking and the reasons why. So this is an opportunity also to be able to show what the characters, what these wrestlers, men and women, have been through in their lives and their careers and what it's taken to get to where they are now, and what they've sacrificed, what they've given up, what they've achieved, and all that stuff. So it's just another platform to be able to show the world who you are, and what you want to be.
And I'm sure, Adam, that, you know, you guys and girls put in millions of miles on the road, in cars, airplanes, whatever it might be. You've got all this time to think, all this time to write down what message you want to portray. And this is a perfect opportunity for you and so many other wrestlers to get that out there now with Control Your Narrative.
Absolutely right. And it's, like I said, love us, hate us, everybody's talking about us. So that's that. At the end of the day, that's what you want. And, you know, there's so much competition out there in the wrestling industry as a whole. I mean, if you really think about it, with all the different federations independently, big sponsor back, and this and that. There's something wrestling involved on live television almost every day of the week. There's 40 million streaming services. So it's finding your niche and being able to find a place to fit in there. And we're not going in the conventional route of how wrestling's always been portrayed and viewed. So with how the narrative works, it's kind of more underground fight clubbish. So with how we do our television stuff, now that we have a home with PWTV, Pro Wrestling TV is now the home of Control Your Narrative. It's a streaming service that just started and we partnered with. So you'd be able to see myself, EC3, Eric Redfield, Deimos, all these other names that you've seen around the world and stuff in different wrestling federations and industries now coming to a head here on Pro Wrestling TV. So it's a really cool opportunity now with, you know, everything so digital streaming, which is why we're on here talking today, talking about the future and how everything's going with stuff. So it's neat having this platform and, you know, starting from the ground up. And like I said, coming at it at a non-conventional way with how Control Your Narrative is more storytelling versus the actual wrestling move. So we have a narrator that narrates over the matches while the wrestling's going on, telling a story of what that talent has gone through, why they're doing the things in the match they're doing, why they feel the way that they do, why emotionally they look distraught or happy. So it's a different way of viewing wrestling. We're not trying to recreate the wheel. We're just trying to make the bike a little bit better and more fun to ride.
Well, but there, you know, and I love this because there's definitely an audience for every type of wrestling out there with, you know, if you want the family friendly stuff with WWE, which I'm a big fan of, and AEW as well, they're doing their thing and being great. And now you guys with Control Your Narrative, I love this that you're taking the gamble on yourself. It's like, we're telling our stories. It's all of us guys and girls doing things the way we want. And I know a lot of fans are interested to hear what's going on with the person bringing that out in the character of the Titan and everybody else.
Yeah, absolutely right. And that's what I said. You know, people have been able to see what Adam did as Braun through WWE, what I was capable of doing. And, you know, we started to dig a little deeper into the character, but for the most part, Braun was fee-fi-fo-fum. I'm going to grind your kids up and make bread out of them and stuff like that. Which, don't get me wrong, it got me to where I am, but at the end of the day, I'm such more than that, and it's so cool to be able to show the world like that I'm an articulate man. At least I think that I am. You know, I don't fit the prototypical 6'8", 350-pound guy and things like that. I shouldn't say that. I do fit the prototypical. I'm showing the world that we're more than just, I pick things up and put them down.
It's not like you just see someone that's so big and you immediately think, oh, they're going to be very well-spoken. They're going to have a lot of intelligent things to say. But clearly, you, EC3, Eric Redbeard, and Damo, and everybody else, I mean, you guys have a lot to say and a lot you want to share with all of us with Control Your Narrative. And that's why I'm excited for this new beginning with PWTV, with the live matches coming up, with all of it. I mean, you guys have the future wide open, really.
It really is, and it's so crazy how all this has kind of just fallen into place. Brandon, the owner of PWTV, a fan of mine, a tech investor, stuff like that, literally we ran into each other at a steak restaurant, one of my favorite steakhouses. I'll even name drop them. Christner's in Orlando. If you like old-school Italian, like mafia-style steakhouses, this place is awesome. They got little private rooms and stuff to dine, but just happened to just run into each other, had a conversation, exchanged information. 3 days later, he was flying out with my other business partner, JC, to look at a venue that we ran the Thursday before WrestleMania. And we ran Gilly's in Dallas, Texas, the world-famous honky-tonk bar, went up against seven other shows that night and outdrew everybody in Dallas. And one of our biggest competitions was literally on the other side of a brick wall from us that's been established and in the business for 10 to 15 years. And, so the movement is catching on. People are realizing what we're doing. They're seeing how invested that all of the men and women and the talent with CYN are in this and how much they love and how passionate they are. And like I said, every day more and more eyes are coming our way, and our army of projects are growing as well. That's what we call our talent, or the project. So it's really cool seeing it. And we do seminars before all of our shows, kind of almost like a tryout. It's not even almost, it is a tryout. So we hire somebody locally everywhere we go to wrestle on our shows. So when we do these seminars, not only do we watch and help critique to help other talent, you know, hone and perfect their crafts, but this has turned into almost more of a therapy session as well. So we sit down and talk about life issues and things that people have gone through, because I haven't had the easiest life. You know, I've dealt with a bunch of stuff. And like I said, everybody in life goes through something. The biggest thing is being able to be transparent and be vocal and talk about it. That's the easiest way to get over problems, is being transparent and open and talking about it. So sitting down with these younger men and women and expressing the things that I've gone through, and really opening their eyes and say, looking like, hey, man, there's going to be bad days, and it's okay. The world's going to keep turning and wants you here, so it's what you make out of it. So it's really neat seeing all this, how this is growing and how people are, you know, being able to come out of their shells, being able to show comfortability in the world that they're not used to. Because, you know, at the end of the day, like, mental health is something that's not talked about enough, and I'm a big advocate for. So anytime I have an opportunity to help somebody mentally, physically, anything like that, it's a, you know, it's a blessing in disguise to be able to help others like that. That's why we're human beings.
1,000%. I mean, you got into entertainment to share your talents with the world and everything. And, you know, if you don't get over that hump, and a lot of people, you know, they get discouraged, it's very easy. I know I feel it a lot in radio. It's like, oh, man, that was a bad show, or, you know, you had a bad match, whatever. But you got to keep going and believe in yourself, because you did it, and you keep betting on yourself. You keep making your own way. It's going to happen for you.
That's it. I mean, my life, my rules is what I like to say. And I'm all invested in myself. EC3's invested in himself. We're all on board. We're all invested in control your narrative. And like I said, we're going to take this thing into the next few, whatever the cool term is that the kids are using now. We're going to blow up. That's what it is.
We're going to the next level. Adam, let me ask you, because we've been talking about all the men with Control Your Narrative. I saw that also Sarah Rose is going to be a part of everything. Do we have other women lined up just yet, or are you still working on some things that you can't talk about
yet? We're working on that. So unfortunately, a couple of the ladies that we had lined up, contractual obligations did not allow them to come and work for us. That's the nice way of putting it.
Okay.
You know, it's a pretty tight knit industry, and people like to hoard up talents and not let anybody use them, even though you would think you could go anywhere and do anything being a private contractor and stuff like that. But, you know, it is what it is. It's business is business. So it's awesome to see Sarah. I've been good friends with Sarah. I've seen her come in, do the Riot Squad thing, all that. So it's great to see her now, especially coming back after having a baby. She did the Royal Rumble, and now she's coming back to represent the women's division with CYN. So, it's like I said, every day it grows and grows and grows. We've only had two shows so far. So we've done two live shows, and we've done two of our televised episodes that were on YouTube, now on Pro Wrestling TV, as the Narrative 1 and then the Narrative 2, which is the one that features me as my first post-WWE match that I had against EC3. So that is all available on Pro Wrestling TV, the app, available on iOS and Android markets. It's a 100% completely free app and stuff like that, too. So it's really cool. Like I said, there's a bunch of other names, promotions, and content daily being picked up by Pro Wrestling TV. So it's just another avenue, another streaming service to be able to see all your favorite knuckleheads that go out there and punch each other.
Yeah, I was actually playing with it the other night when I was getting ready to talk to you. And, you know, besides seeing all the Control Your Narrative stuff, there's podcasts, there's other wrestling going on. There's a lot of cool stuff on there for free, or you could also go premium on Pro Wrestling TV. But definitely, you're a wrestling fan, an app that you want to have for sure. How excited are you about the three shows coming up, too? You got Detroit and Cleveland, and you're going to be making your way to those, and everything else that's going on, too, man. It's awesome to see the expansion happening one step at a time, but you know it's going to be quick with everything.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
No, and that's what I said. Everything is happening so fast. But like I said, it's so unbelievable. The crew we have, is everybody's so hungry and so excited to be a part of this. Like, it almost gets to where it's annoying, where I got to reel some of the guys back in. Like, hey, it's enough for the day. Like, I get it. We're excited. But calm down. We got to act like professionals still at the same time. But it's neat because going to be able to go back on the road. And I got some really younger guys and stuff in their early 20s. So it's nice to be able to ride and mentor and help, you know, pass on the knowledge that the greats before me passed on to me. And I mean, because that's really at the end of the day what this business is about. Is the respect earned and respect given between peers in the locker room and stuff. And because, I mean, it takes two to tango. Nobody can go out there and just dance by themselves. So it's really neat being able to ride with some of these young, hungry kids, listening to their ideas and reeling them back in when they needed to be reeled in. But for the most part, letting them spread their wings. That's what I said. I mean, that's the cool thing about Control Your Narrative, is it's your opportunity to dictate and control and show who you want to be. So it's neat seeing these kids become blossoming from these little caterpillars going into their larva stage and then open up their wings like big butterflies and flap around. It's really fun. So, yeah, we like I said, I'm headed to England for meet and greet and some wrestling this weekend. Then I'll be back in Florida for a couple of days. Then I head to Wisconsin. Then I'm in Minneapolis, Minnesota, debuting a softball bat that I have coming out in ode to my father, a throwback bat to him. So we're up there with that, then doing the road loop. Yeah, it's Cleveland, Detroit, and then Cedarburg, Wisconsin, right above Milwaukee. So it'll be a quick, fun out. I'll drive out from my place in Wisconsin with a couple of the guys, blow the roof off Cleveland, blow the roof off Detroit, and send her on home 30 minutes away from the house Sunday night, and then back on the grind, ready to go again.
That's awesome, dude. You know, I hear the excitement in your voice about all this, Adam, and it's so great to hear that. When you were coming up, you said it before, the veterans sharing their knowledge with you. Who were some of those people that helped you out, like really helped you and looked out for you?
Oh, man, unfortunately for the poor guys that got stuck with me and tried to keep the late, great John Huber, Luke Harper, my former tag partner with the Wyatt family, Brody Lee from AEW. I mean, everybody knows. That guy was glued to my hip to teach me the ways in and out of the ring. He's one of the – or was one of the most technically advanced, like, big guys I'd ever seen, and, like, so underrated, never got the credit he fully really deserved and stuff like that. But, yeah, John was there from day one yelling at me when I did something good or bad, and then telling me I did something good. And then I got married to Big Show for a long time. Big Show ended up I call Big Show Dad. He's my wrestling dad. So with that, I had a long program with Big Show. I had a long program with Kane. Same thing. Kane's my uncle. Mark Henry, another long program. I call him my uncle in wrestling. And then Grandpa Undertaker. So I mean, I had when it comes to big men in the business, I mean, I can't get a better pedigree for coaches than what I had coming in, and I was very, very fortunate to have the opportunity to pick these guys' brains, be in the ring with them, learn from them, because, I mean, you can't talk professional wrestling, WWE sports entertainment, whatever you want to call it, without mentioning any of their names.
No, the only person you're missing from that list is Andre. That's it.
And Andre is the one that anybody asked me, living or passed away, who I could ever step in the ring with, and it would be Andre. No doubt about it. Andre the Giant is the be all top of the mountain when it comes to big men.
Oh, absolutely. He was the man of the men, for sure.
Yep, without a doubt. I would love to have shaken his hand.
I just remember one night I met the Big Show after a WWE event, and I was like, holy crap, this guy, you don't even realize how big Show is. And Andre was even bigger than him. It's just unreal.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about. There's land mammals like that wandering this earth. That's what I said. There's not many people I've had to ever look up to in my life, much less like look girth-wise to. So, you know, I mean, Paul is an once-in-a-lifetime talent for a guy that size to be able to go out there and do it. The same with Andre. So I'm hoping when it's all said and done, when I hang the boots up for good, that my name gets brought into the graces with the likes of those, and that means I did something right.
Well, Adam, let's talk about another thing going on with you and a bunch of the Control Your Narrative guys, because I really like this. It's Fame Days, where you get pictures, videos, virtual messages from some of your favorite stars with you, with EC3, Ric Flair, Tyson Fury, Von Miller, and you're adding more people all the time. So tell everyone a little bit about that, because it's a really cool new thing. I love the idea.
Man, honestly, yeah, this is another one about just being in the right place at the right time and meeting people. I mean, that's life, isn't it? So with the Fame Days, yeah, it was brought to our attention and my attention with stepping into the metaverse. And I see how everything's kind of going that way with the different video games, the augmented reality. And, you know, with times changing, like, this is the meet and greet of the future. I mean, and the big thing with this is, like, and it's a lot more, let me think, price point-wise, it's more attainable than a lot of the stuff. You see some of these other services, and it's a couple $100 to get a personalized video, or you go to a meet and greet, and you got to spend a couple $100. These are formatted videos for birthdays, Christmas, Hanukkah, you name it, you can think of it. We've got them, and most of them are all under $20. So it's really neat with this technology on the phone, seeing it after doing it all, because we film it green screen, but then when you look through your phone and you videotape it, it looks like we're there in real life, and then the person's in there. So you can literally, like, hug each other, high-five each other. Like, the technology is mind-blowing to me, especially from a redneck from North Carolina that changed tires all my life. Trying to jump into this metaverse and understand this stuff has been, wow, mind-blowing, but because it's so cool. Like, I love technology, and it's really neat being a part of the future. I'm the first wrestler in the metaverse, so another little, like, I guess, bragging point that I could pat myself on the back about, because I was in there even before Ric Flair, and let's everybody knows that name. So, but yeah, it's neat seeing all this and being able, because that's one of the hardest things with the last 2 years of what everybody had to deal with, was with not having that interaction. So now, like I said, with people having time to figure things out and be able to, you know, work on technology per se, because you couldn't go do anything, they were able to get this going. So now it's neat seeing the world opening back up. Not only are you going to be able to meet people in person when they're there, but now anytime, anywhere in the world, in the comfort of your own home, you can basically do a meet and greet with us. Because that's what I said, yeah, there's so many names adding. You said a couple of them with Tyson Fury, Ric Flair. I know Johnny Damon's a part of it, stuff. David Ortiz, Von Miller. And, yeah, the list is growing and growing and growing. EC3, and then some more of the names now of our younger guys that are getting established in CYN are all a part of it, and things like that. So it's really, really cool. Let me think, what was the other thing that really drove my attention to it? Just the how easy it is to use. Like, I'm not a tech-savvy person. Like, I can barely text on a phone, so let's be for real. My hands look like frying pans with banana tape. So actually being able to understand this and use it as well makes it so much easier, because for me, like I said, if it's more than typing a couple buttons and hitting send, I'm like, help, somebody help me.
I mean, how great is it? Like, I could have you say happy birthday, or Ric Flair, he'll be willing it up, announcing that you're having a boy or a girl. I mean, it's really cool stuff that you should check out. I want everyone to see it at famedays.com. And like Adam just said, you know, a lot of people on there right now, more celebrities, more stars, more athletes are adding more teams all the time, getting involved with different leagues. So it's going to be big. Fame Days is going to be big.
Absolutely. I was just going to say, yeah, and when you're talking about the different videos, it just popped in my head. I watched EC3 when we were recording some stuff the last time, do one, and it's an actual video that you can send to your significant other, and EC3 will break up with them for you. So, yeah, that's what I said. You think of it like it's available on the platform, singing happy birthday, gender reveals, dentist appointments, your first tooth being pulled out, Easter, you name it, it's available. And it's right there at everyone's fingertips. It's affordable. Most of them are all under $20, and it's fun for everybody to have.
Yeah, you know what? It'd be a cool gift, a cool surprise for your significant other, for your best friend, whatever it is. So, again, see that at famedays.com. And, Adam, before I let you go, I got it. Well, actually, two things now. You mentioned the softball bat. Your dad was the softball king back in the day. I saw you hitting bombs, dude. What was the furthest one you hit with this new bat?
Oh, so we've been playing with some prototype stuff. So they made me a couple ones custom for demo purposes only, for when I'm hitting in these home run derbies, because a lot of these new bats are, they only make them so heavy. So I had to make me some custom weight ones, and just hitting off of a tee with a brand new bat that's not even broken yet, I was hitting balls 500 plus feet with it. So I'm really, really excited when we finally get this thing all the way dialed in to get out there and show it off. And hopefully I remotely live up to any of the legacy that my father created.
Dude, I'm picturing this 500 some feet. That's going from home plate on one field to home plate on another field. That is insane. That's ridiculous.
I'm really excited to get in these baseball stadiums that have the big upper decks, because back in the 80s and things like that, my dad used to travel around with Easton because he was on their advisory board, and he would go around to major league stadiums and put on hitting demonstrations in between doubleheaders and stuff. And like baseball guys back in the day, they were doing one with the Reds with Pete Rose, and my dad and Pete Rose were really good friends, and all the guys were like, oh, I'm going in the dugout. And Pete Rose was like, nah, you want to stay out here and watch this guy. And the guys were, there ain't no way this dude's going to hit softballs out of here. We don't hit baseballs out of here. And like my dad said, I like 15 pitches. I think he hit 12 of them in the upper deck of the stadium, and all the baseball players were just like, who the hell is this guy?
Man, unreal. And the bat's going to be out later this year?
It will. That's what I said, later this year, from Anarchy Sports. So Anarchy Bats, yeah, that has the Rick the Crusher, the series coming out. And then we're going to be working on an Adam the Titan Share series as well. So, yeah, getting back into, yes, as I said, what my roots and, you know, not being under any contracts. It's cool being able to show up here and there and do whatever, so you never know where I'll be at next.
Another thing, controlling your narrative. Last thing, Adam, last thing before I let you go. I saw you rocking the pink Crocs at the wedding the other day for Alexa Bliss. Dude, bold fashion choice, but hey, who's going to tell the guy, the meat castle, you can't wear that here? I applaud the pink Crocs.
Oh, Lexi was over the moon ecstatic about how hard it is to find a size 16 pink Croc. But no, it was fun. Yeah, that's what I said. It was definitely the talk of the wedding. And that's what I said. They had a rock star themed wedding, so everybody was dressed just over the top crazy. Unbelievable, beautiful ceremony. Her and Ryan Cabrera's wedding was one for the ages, to say the least, and stuff like that. And so many people that I hadn't seen in a while. Like I said, you know, with the world being crazy and everybody not doing anything, the last year was so good to come together for a good cause, see a lot of faces that I haven't seen in a while, suck a couple cold beers back, and have some fun.
That's awesome, man. Always good to get together with your friends. Well, Adam, you got a ton going on. Control your narrative. Everyone check it out on PWTV.com or on the app. We have Fame Days where you can get that message from your favorite celebrities, and a lot more being added there. So, Adam, awesome to talk to you about all this, man, and I cannot wait to see what's going to unfold soon and down the road, because I know a lot more is coming.
Yes, sir. We got all kinds of stuff up in these sleeves that I don't even wear anymore because my arms are for them.
Awesome, brother. Well, listen, you have a great time in England, and can't wait to see everything else. Thank you, sir.
Yep. Bye-bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.